When doctors prescribe a course of treatment, the patient's health plan can override it to save money. One lawmaker says that's not right. Health News Florida's Carol Gentry reports.
Mary Villar of Odessa is just 54 years old, but lupus and osteoporosis have made her bones as fragile as butterfly wings. She depends on a once-a-year IV drip of an expensive bone-strengthening drug. Pills are a lot cheaper, so whenever her group plan moves to a new insurer with new doctors, they switch Villar to the pills. Trouble is, she's allergic.
In order to appease the doctor, I have to try the drug and show them the hives and prove to them that I cannot take the drug.
It's common for insurers to cover expensive treatments only after patients try cheaper ones and find they don't work. As a general principle, doctors and patients say it makes sense. But doctors say it doesn't make sense to force patients off a successful long-time therapy onto a cheaper one, especially when the patient's doctor protests. Florida Senator Don Gates has proposed the Right Medicine, Right Time Act to fight what he calls the fail-first rules.
Sometimes insurance companies disagree with doctors and tell patients, before we'll agree to your receiving this treatment or that medicine, you'll have to fail first with one or more other interventions. Then we'll see if we'll cover the treatment your doctors have prescribed.
When Gates presented the bill to a committee March 4th, Senator Joe Negron said it sounds as though health plans are really saying,
we're going to use a cheaper drug. We're going to see if you completely collapse, bomb, dive, die, go down. Then we'll say, okay, this is bad. Now we'll give you what the person who treated you said you should have.
Insurers and business groups spoke against Gates's bill. Audrey Brown, president of the Florida Association of Health Plans, said insurers impose limits on certain therapies to protect patients as well as control costs. The review enables a health plan to catch mistakes in prescribing, she said.
This is all in an effort to maintain patient health as well as prevent drug abuse and fraud.
Health plans' biggest objection to Senate Bill 784 is that it would create a state council of doctors and pharmacists to evaluate rules that limit coverage. The council's job would be to make sure the limits are justified by medical evidence and don't hurt the patient. Paul Sanford is a lobbyist for large Florida insurers.
What this is going to do is create another layer of costly, burdensome regulation that's not going to do much except slow things down, add cost to the system.
A number of doctors and patient advocates who support the bill said they don't object to using the least expensive treatments as long as they work. Dr. David Levin of Dunedin.
I don't think any physician or any practitioner is against cost-effective, appropriate therapy. And what we're talking about today, for the most part, are exceptions.
Health plans change their drug lists frequently, said Dr. Levin, a specialist in rheumatoid arthritis. Each change in the list forces his patients to change drugs or pay a whopping bill. For some, a switch is okay, he says. For some, it's dangerous.
The drugs are not the same, and the responses are not the same, and the reactions, the adverse reactions, are not the same.
At a minimum, Dr. Levin says plans should be required to let new members remain on the drugs that they are already taking, at least until they can work through the appeals process. The same grandfather clause should apply if the plan changes its drug list, he says, and make it easier for the doctor's staff to get the exceptions approved, said Pam Langford, an advocate for hepatitis patients.
Doctors don't have time to be 30 minutes on the telephone, and then give us good quality.
The Senate Banking and Insurance Committee gave the Right Medicine, Right Time Act unanimous approval. But there are other panels to come, not to mention the House. For Health News Florida, I'm Carol Gentry in St. Petersburg.
You can see more stories on health issues in the legislature, including plans to expand Medicaid, at healthnewsflorida.org.